Good morning, Facebook and YouTube. Today is the 12th of June, 2019. Everything that may abide by fire, you shall make it go through the fire, and it shall be clean. The Lord your God prove you to know whether you love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul. He shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering of righteousness. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. Welcome aboard, Howard Jett. Good to see you. Welcome aboard, Ashley Kenny. I will turn my hand upon thee and purely purge away thy dross, and take away all thy tin. Welcome aboard, Gordon Smith. Thou, God, has proved us, thou hast tried us, as silver is tried. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out in a wealthy place. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Numbers 31:23, Deuteronomy 13:3, Malachi 3:3, 1 Corinthians 13, Isaiah 1:25, Jeremiah 9:7, Psalm 66:12, and Isaiah 43:2. Welcome aboard, Nina G. Mariano. Well, all of us have been through the fire. if we're God's elect, we're God's children, we've all been through the fire. And if we were honest for ourselves and men, we would say, we certainly do not love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. We can never do that. However, Christ has put the faith is in us. And we have been given the love of Christ. We don't often demonstrate love to others. Sometimes Satan knows how to treat me, you know. And I got my buttons pushed yesterday. I'm not going to go into all the details. But you know, we're living in a society where people out in public that work for establishments are absolutely mindless. Mindless. And we shouldn't be surprised at what they've got in front of them all the time. Look what their view of their white culture has done to them. It has so influenced them that it cannot help but have an impact on how they think. It can't help but have an impact. But we haven't given the mind of Christ, even though at times we feel like we haven't been given the mind of Christ. But regardless of what we have to go through, realize that we are being put through the fire to become forth the gold. You know, our lives are hid with Christ and God. He says, "Hand over cometh like to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and the stone new name written, which no man will say, he that receiveth." Revelation 2:17. We'd never attain anything in this flesh. It's pretty obvious. Because we are fleshy. The spirit warreth against the flesh, and the flesh against the spirit. But he says, "Thou, Lord God, has proved us, thou hast tried us as silver and is tried. We went through the fire and through the water, thou broughtest us out into a worthy place." He said, when we walk through the fire, he'll be with us. We shall not be burned, neither shall flame kindle upon thee. Well, I'm glad to know that it seems like sometimes we've been burned. Well, we have to go sometimes in this life. And we have to go through some unpleasant offenses. I'm reading from chapter 43 in Isaiah. "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, not. For I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walk through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I give Egypt, Tyre, and Ethiopia, and Sheba before thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I love thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east, and get thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all nations be gathered together, and let them be humbled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witness, that they may be justified. Or let them hear and say it is truth. Welcome aboard, Eric Garth, this morning. Ye are my witnesses, the Lord and my servant, whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there will God form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, Lord, I, there is no Savior. I have declared and saved, I have showed, when there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy of Israel, for your sake I have sent Babylon, and have brought down all your nobles, and the Chaldeans cried up to him, the Lord your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot and the horse, the army, and power to lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct, they are quenched as hoe. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing now, shall spring forth, shall ye know, not know it. I even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field shall honor me, dragon the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed myself, they shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering or wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sin, thou hast wearied me with thy iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us lead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I faint because of the sanctuary, and give Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproach. Well, and then Isaiah, I like the way he concludes this. He even goes into original sin. He says, thy first father, that's Adam, hath sinned, and my teachers have transgressed against me. But goes to the solution of the problem. He says, I, even I, am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. That's really a great comfort to us, isn't it? Know that for his people he's blotted out our transgressions. He won't remember our sins. I heard, I'm not sure who it was, but one of the preachers of the past said, I think it was Cowper, I'm a great sinner, but I have a great Savior. I can say that. I don't like the fact that I'm a great sinner, but I do like the fact that I have a great Savior. And we don't have to worry about the fact of all of our sins. That brings us to a point of repentance of our sin. But yet, he said he will not remember our transgressions. You know, that's the key. He says, if we confess sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You know, from a legal standpoint, our past, our present, our future sins have already been paid for. a lot of people that don't like that, but it's a fact. That's what the atonement did. It paid for all of our sins. Well, Larry, another Larry, is watching us from Liberia in West Africa. So we have representation all around the world today. We have people from Australia, West Africa. I'm not sure where Mima is from, or our jet. I think it's in the United States. Gordon Smith, actually from Australia. Nina Mariano, I'm not sure she's from But this is a representation of the grace of God being shed in the hearts of people from every tongue, every people, and every nation. We have to remember that he has his people in every nation, but he also had reprobate in every nation, too. We are once very wicked people, but he has his sheep. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow me. No man can pluck them out of my hand, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hand, because I and my Father are one. Well, something let's remember when we're going through tough times. When we're going through times that are very uncomfortable for us. And being like scum, just realize that Christ was treated like scum. He said, if you're in Christ, you're going to suffer persecution. I want to read a couple things before I close out today. When we're in the midst of struggle or trial, sometimes it doesn't seem like God is there. You know, it seems like he's left us. I've entitled this Master, please, and Terry. Master, I plead that you would not tarry too long, for I am very weak and really not strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake, and I'd lay to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank you, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time. Even those wayward child's eyes are off the line. You told me underneath me were your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank you, Master, for letting me see your loving arms are open, always holding me. Well, last one I'm going to read is entitled The Future. The Future. If we look toward the future with just our natural eyes, the future looks dim and we do it spies. But if we look to the future with spiritual eyes, there's nothing grander for us, their minds. Eternal life with Christ, I find a wonderful thought. Oh, what a glorious future for God's people he has wrought. All suffering will forever be gone, and in paradise with Christ my Savior, I will forever live on. Well, may the Lord be with you today and spread away, and whatever you have to through today, realize that underneath you are the everlasting arms of God.